Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Sadites. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Memtesim and base, 9 lines up in the narrow lines, starting the words Ksiv Kidra Hashem. Ksiv Kidra Hashem Boza, Eli Ela Bezman Shebiza Dere Teira, Minan Apilu Kofar, Bemikra Echad, Betargum Echad, Bekavachim Echad, Talmud Lema, Beef Mizrosai Efer. It says in the Pasuk, he hath profaned the word of Hashem. This is only one who disgraced all Divrei Torah. What's the source of one who denied one verse, or one Targum, or one Kal Vachomer? It says, and he's annulled his mitzvahs. V'mikra echad, v'achas leitan, timna, v'targum echad, v'yikolai, lavan, yagasa dusa, v'kal Vachomer echad, kiv shivasaim, yokum kayim, v'goymer. One verse means even if you disgrace one verse, what will be an example? And the sister of Loitam was Timna. One Targum is, and Lavan called it Yogasa Dusa. And one Kavachim would be the Pasuk Ki Shivasayim Yukam Kayin. Tavache Ki Rashem Baza, Veshu Mazke de Retaira, Pramachim Tinus. Alternatively, the meaning of the Pasuk, he hath profaned, disgraced the word of Hashem, is one who mentions de Retaira in a dirty place. Kador Bila, Rebaya, Havan Yas, Yisivan Kame, Kundakaya, Ramsha, Amrin, Mau, Mema, Mila, Dairaya, Amrin, Mechiman, De Ilu, Hava, Imama, Havnan, Chamia, Ma, Kamin, Hain, Kaminun, Ram, Kadoin, Asa. This is like we find that Bila and the Talmidim were sitting in front of an inn at night. They said, may we say Divrei Torah? And they said, since if it were day, we would see filth in front of us, also now it's forbidden. Bakapar, Ama, Achaz, Choma, Chayiso, Harashayim, Elam, Chaylo, Elam, Habo, Mataima Komachayem Noflu Ein Toyabahem Eli. Bakapar said that Achaz and all of the evil kings we saw have no share in the world to come. What's the source for this? It's the Pasuk. All of their kings fell, none of them calls to me. Mesivinle Harehu Nimna Be Fatah Shamalochim Be Azio Yusam Achaz Mechezkio Malke Yehuda. The Gemara asks, he's listed amongst the righteous kings, as it says, in days of Uzziah, Yosam, Achaz, Yechizkiah, Malchi Yehuda. Amalayim, Mipnei Shehayaboy, Boshes Panim, Bakapar answered, it's because he had shame. Ma Boshes Panim Hayaboy, what shame did he have? Rabbi Acha b'shem Ablaza, Rabbi Yosi b'shem Abishua, Ben Levi, at Moise b'shah Shehaya Novi, Bar Lekatrigai, Hayaboy Reach L'makam Tumah, Bekoi b'shes Panim b'makam Tumah, Leima Shein Shechina Shehu b'makam Tumah. Rabbi Acha, quoting Ablaza, quoting Rishon Levi, answered, you find that when the Navi came to chastise him, he fled to a place of Tumah to say that he knew that Shechina does not rest in a place of Tumah. Hadar udechsiv, Vayem Hashem el Yishayo, Tseina likras Achaz, Ato Usha Yoshiv Banecha, El Kadse Te'alas Habarecha, Ha'elyoina, El Mesilas Sedei Kribis. And Hashem said to Yishayo, go out now towards Achaz, you and Shayoshiv your son, to the edge of the conduit of the upper pool, to the road of the washer's field. Don't read it as Kovesh, which means washer, but rather Kovesh, that he covered his face and fled from him. Hakeid said v'shashay ha'novi ba'at l'kat v'goya ha'bayrech l'makam tumah, v'kovesh yispan l'makam tumah. How was this? When the Navi came to chastise him, he fled to a place of tumah and covered his face in the place of tumah. V'yehuda oimeh v'pneche nisyaseh b'v'noi ha'b'chor, Ma'ataima v'yareg zichre gibor Ephraim v'goymeh. Rabbi Yehuda gave a different answer, that he is listed amongst righteous kings because he was afflicted through his firstborn son. And what's the source of this? The Pasuk in Devarim Beis in Perek Chof Ches, Pasuk Zion says, and Zichri, a mighty man of Ephraim, killed Ma'asio, the king's son. V'hoishu Rabba Omar mipnei shehaya aviv tzaddik. And V'hoishu Rabba gave a third answer, that it's because his father, Yosam, was a tzaddik. Menashe lehaya aviv tzaddik. Was Menashe's father, Chizkiah, not a tzaddik? Surely he was, and if so, also Menashe should have been listed. Menashe aviv tzaddik, uvenoi rasha, Chizkiah, aviv rasha, uvenoi rasha, hu shechizkiah oimeh, hinei l'sholem ma'li ma'al, ma'li v'nifnei me'achaz ma'li ma'achoy Menashe. The Gemara answers that Menashe's father was a tzaddik and his son Amon was a rasha. Yechizkiyahu, his father was a rasha and his son was a rasha. This is why Chizkiyah said, Hinei l'shalom ma li ma, the double wording of bitterness. It's bitter to me in front of me, from my father Achaz, and splits it me after me, meaning from my son Menashe. If Menashe were listed, Chizkiah would be listed between two Roshayim, which is a disgrace. Achaz, Oviv, Sadik, Uvenai Sadik. Achaz, his father was a Sadik, and his son was a Sadik. Hadahu Dechsiv, Yad Leyad Leynakea. Vezer Sadikim Nimolet, Vezer Sadik Nimlat, Inkthiv Kanele, Vezer Sadikim Nimlat. Zereshu Mutol Ben Shnei Sadikim Nimrat. It says in Mishle in Pek Yudalef Pasuk Chaf Aleph that from hand to hand the evil will not be cleansed, but the seed of the righteous escapes. It doesn't say the seed of the righteous in the singular escapes, rather the righteous in the plural, meaning the seed that is between two Sadikim, his father and son, escapes and is received a share in the world to come. Tav Ha'acher Yad liyad leyanakera, and Rav Pinchas Zeshu Oiseh Stoker Mvakish Litol Schar Miad. Rav Pinchas says an alternative pshat in From Hand to Hand the Evil Will Not Be Cleansed refers to one who does Stoker and seeks to receive its reward immediately. Amr Siman Ki Inesh Da Ama Ha Shaka Ha Vaha Sala Vaha Sasa Kum Koil. Rav Siman says it's like a man who says, here's the bag, here's the coin, here is the kli that contains the measure of a seller, and go fill it. Atelech ha'ashu kein, sha'avei obis ha'olam ilibakshu little tz'chah mitzvahs she'asu ba'olam hazeh me'ichan ha'isaz chus kayemus levnei'em achareyem. And we're being support that had the obis of the world requested the reward of the mitzvahs they did in this world, how would their merit remain for their children after them? Hu sh'moshe amali yisor v'chatius b'si Yaakov v'goymeh. This is what Moshe told yisor, I remember. The Pasuk says, I remember the covenant of Yaakov. If it refers to the bris, it suffices to mention one bris. Rather, it refers to the merit that our fathers left for us. And Eichan Hoses Chus Avos Chayemes. Until when did the merit of the Avos last? Until Chuma Amala B'Shem Rabbi Chia Rabba Bar Nachman Amala B'Shem Rabbi Brachia Rabbi Chalba B'Shem Rabbi Rabba Zabda Ache Yoches Yechen Hashem Oysam V'Yerachameim Ad Ato Ad Oisei Hasha Chus Avos Kayemes. First answer is with Tanchuma, quoting Rav Chia, Rabba Bar Nachman, quoting Rav Brachia, and Rav Chalbi, quoting Rabba Bar Zava. It was until Yoachaz, versus Kol Yemei Yoachaz, etc., Vayachan Hashem Oisam Barachamim, that Hashem rested his grace and his mercy Ad Ato, which means until then, that time, the merit of the others lasted. Shmuel Omer ad Hoshea, Va'ata egaleef nivloisa le'inei ma'avea ve'ish lo yitzilena miyadi. And the second answer is from Shmuel that it was until Hoshea where it says, and now I will exile her nevela in front of the one of her beloved, and a man will not save her from my hands. This is a pasuk in Hoshea. Ve'ein ish el avom k'madatema va'ata hashev eshet ha'ish ki navihu ve'ein ish el ha'yirsa k'madatema mi'ha'ish ha'lazeh ha'elech mustei v'sadan ikvaseinu ve'ein ish el ha'yakev k'madatema v'yakev ishitam. Ish refers to avom, as it says, and now return the eshet ha'ish because he's a navi. And ish refers to yitzhak, as it says, who is the ish who will go to the field to greet us, who's going to the field to greet us. And also the word Ish refers to Yaakov, as it says, and Yaakov was an Ish Tam. Rav Shimon ben Levi Omer ad Eliyahu, Vayhi ba'alos ha'mincha v'yigash Eliyahu ha'novi, v'yomer Hashem elokei avom, yitzchak v'yisrael, hayom yodea ki ata elokim v'yisrael v'ani avdecha v'goymer. Rav Shimon ben Levi gives a third answer that it was until Eliyahu, as the prophet says, and it was in the time of the mincha offering, and Eliyahu approached And he said, Hashem, the God of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, today you know that you are the God of Yisrael and I am your servant. Meaning that today it will be known that you remember the bris with the Avos, but not afterwards. Rav Yudin Omer al Chizkiyahu lemarbe hamish v'lesholem inkeids. And Rav Yudin gives a fourth answer, it was until Chizkiyah, as the Pasuk says, in Yishai Perek Tef Pasuk Vav, to him who increases the authority and for peace without end on David's throne and on his kingdom, to establish it and to thwart it with justice and with righteousness, meaning but not with the merit of the Avos. Hamav achaz chus Avos la'olam kayemes, ke'el rachum Hashem elokecha v'goymeh Ad v'leishkachis bris avisecha melamed shabris kusa leshvatim. The Baruch says the merit of the avos always exists, as the pasuk says, because the merciful God Hashem aleikecha, etc. And then it says, and he shall not forget the bris of your forefathers, and it teaches that there is a bris with the shvatim forever. Rabbi Yudin bar Chanan b'shem Rabbi Brachia amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael ponai im ve'isem schus avos shemata v'schusim mois shenis meitata v'chu v'hidav hidbaku v'chesed. Rabbi Yudin bar Chanan, quoting Rabbi Brachia, said that Hashem said to Yisrael, my sons, as you see merit of the avos lapsing and merit of the avos faltering, go and cling to chesed. Mataima Yahoyim Yamushu v'agvois to mutena Yahoyim Yamushu zes chus avos agvois to mutena. What's the source for this? The pasuk in Yeshaya in Perek Nundalad pasuk Yud. For the mountains shall depart and the hills totter, but my kindness shall not depart from you, neither shall the covenant of my peace totter, says Hashem, who has compassion on you.